Joffrey was an intern at the Sanctuary as part of its Nature Lab initiative this summer, and I heard that you worked on some water quality issues. How did some of those go?
Yeah, well, when I got to Troy, I got involved into water testing. So we started by surveying people around the neighborhood and also at the Spirit of the Suffragette concert. So it was important that we first figure out what the people around there thought the issues were. So we kind of look into the things that they are concerned with, big issues people were having with the water. And definitely from all the conversations and survey that people were definitely concerned, like what they were concerned about was a little less clear. But one thing that was very striking is that pretty high ratio of those people did not trust like the tap water. They would rather buy bottled water than use the tap water. So that was like a thing that I've heard over and over again during the summer. So that was definitely something, because, well, bottled water, aside from the obvious environmental impact it has, is pretty expensive. Mm. And so if like people could just stop buying that, that would probably be helpful in many, many ways. So yeah, we started looking up closer, and since a lot of houses in Troy are pretty old, especially in North Troy, well, one of the concerns was kind of obvious is like the lead, like from the old plumbing pipes and that kind of stuff. So we decided to test for lead, also bacteria, and basic chlorine test. So that was basically what we were looking into during the summer.
Oh, that's great. I mean, it makes sense to test the Troy water. I'm coming here. I just moved here in Troy for the first time this summer, and I noticed some odors that I had never experienced with tap water before, so I can understand the citizens' concern about their tap water.
Like the questions we were asking people, like that kind of stuff, like odor or taste, was kind of frequent in their answers.
Mm.
But again, like this doesn't always point to like something specific, but that was like one of the main thing that came up in the surveys especially.
Okay, great. So were there, when you tested for the lead and bacteria, were there any findings that were unusual?
Well, when it came to bacteria, I found Troy water was perfectly fine. In fact, like I couldn't, like nothing grew out of the, like Troy's water. So
that's good.
I mean, it makes sense because it's well heavily treated. I had like a few samples of water from like a nearby well water or different sources, and then you can find a few bacteria, nothing like harmful, but like usually you'll find a few bacteria in like drinking water that are not necessarily a problem. But like in Troy, it's probably like very highly chlorinated, so you don't like have anything growing out of it, so the bacteria side of it is pretty it's pretty safe. But I think it raises other questions about like when you have like high level of chlorine, you can get THMs, which are like byproducts of like water chlorination. So when the water like destroy the bacteria, the chemical reaction can produce like side product chemicals, and those are like very there's not a lot of studies on that stuff, and it's kind of hard to identify, but I think one thing that should be done in the future is like a better like chlorine testing to see if like the level, because it's obviously chlorinated, but it's, I don't have like numbers when it comes to that. So I think it could be like a future step if people are still testing water.
Definitely.
And then when it comes to lead testing, I was super happy to realize that no major problem. I found like one house that had a issue, probably from their like house plumbing, the pipes that are old. But I was happy because I was kind of expecting more than that. So I only found one place that was that had like high level of lead.
So no systemic issues. Like,
no, so that's a pretty good thing, meaning that like the city pipe has been changed, and like if there are issues, it's probably more like a personal house like plumbing that could be still have like old pipes or stuff like that. So that when it comes to like the overall of this study, one thing is that because every year Troy released like a water quality report, and I mean my findings have been quite similar to theirs. But when I talk to people about it, they don't trust it at all. So I think to maybe push like the study a little further, test for a few more parameters, but then like release it and make like have like a second source, like a citizen-based source of data on the water quality would be like interesting, and maybe it would help people to trust their water system and city authorities when they say like the water is safe to drink.
Oh yeah, that's a great plan.
I think that should be like the main focus. I mean, and by doing like more research, if there is an issue, like it will be found. But even I think it is still super important and relevant to do this project, even if at the end of it we don't find anything, because well, that's like the best case scenario actually, is that we don't find anything and we make people realize that this water is like safe to be used, and that if they have concerns about their own home tap water, they have like some kind of resources to test it and see for themselves. So
I
think that's a great way that Nature Lab with the Sanctuary has helped in the field of citizen science. I think Nature Lab has fulfilled, or is in the way of fulfilling, this mission pretty well, because hopefully like those testing can be done with people from the community if they have concern after we get the results and stuff. So, yeah,
that makes so much sense with the purpose of the sanctuary, to do what other groups won't do in Troy, and to increase the power of the people to take it into their own hands to worry about their safety.
Yeah, that's, definitely.
That's great that you're able to do that with the Nature Lab this summer and start that water quality project to hopefully move on to bigger and better things and help the people in Troy have more confidence in their water quality and to take power in their own hands to test it if they don't.
Yeah, that would be the goal. And like we've reached like around 45 people from like all North Troy. We went and reached out to the people, so it was like really easy for them, and it was like us coming to them and offering like a free service instead of asking them to add basically something else they had to do, like to be as easy as it gets for them. So most people are super busy and don't necessarily have time to deal with that kind of stuff, even if they think it's important. So
that's true.
That's I think one of the key point in like making that kind of citizen science and kind of a project, is that you have to go to those people. You can't like expect everyone to take some of their time to take part in your study.